USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery.
To every child who mourns for a parent, and to every husband or wife whose heart has been torn in two, today we ask God to comfort your pain, to ease your sorrow, and to wipe away your tears. This is a very special day. And today, our whole country thanks you, embraces you, and pledges to you, we will never forget our heroes. We shall forever remain one people, one family, and one nation under God.
George H.W. Bush remains in the hospital after experiencing low blood pressure. He is resting comfortably and expected to be in the hospital for a few days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Arlington National Cemetery is the nation's most well-known military cemetery, and they're running out of room. Karen Durham Aguilera is with the U.S. Army, which runs the cemetery.
So Arlington National Cemetery was established in 1864. We're 624 acres. We have right now a little over 100,000 burial spaces. We are an active cemetery. We have an average of 30 burials a day, every day. So we perform over 7,000 burials a year for our veterans and patriots. Without any type of change in eligibility and expansion, by 2041, we're going to be out of room. This year, going on right now, we have an ongoing survey. It's very, very sharp, very focused on eligibility. And it asks us about people about limiting eligibility. We could restrict eligibility to those active duty who perish on active duty, Medal of Honor recipients, and Valor Awards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe joined Fox News to talk about his new show, Somebody's Gotta Do It. Now, Rowe talked about how he gives back to the community by offering scholarships to young people, but some of the younger people can get ticked off at the requirements for the scholarships.
There's some things my scholarship requires you to do that other scholarships don't. You have to write essays and make videos and sign a sweat pledge. And when people are often confronted with these hoops, they take what you call umbrage. I find it fascinating. I think that probably does have something to do with the expectations that have evolved out of the safe space movement. Safety always would be a delightful bromide, a wise platitude. Safety first is the stuff of idiocy. It allows us to begin to believe that somebody other than us might care more about our well-being than we do, and the minute we buy into that nonsense, yes, then we embrace the warm grip of complacency.
As gas prices continue to rise, the folks in the Midwest have been hit the hardest. Over the past month, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Michigan shot up nearly 32 cents a gallon, which is more than any other state. That's according to Gas Buddy. Esposito Securities CEO Mark Esposito believes this is only the beginning.
I think, you know, in Dallas, we're already seeing much higher than $3 a gallon. I think oil's come from 40 up to 70, so I think you could see $3.50 or $4 over the next year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.